Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments. Proverbs 21, verse 1 says, "A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches." You're about to meet an amazing leader with a good name. He is my friend, Micah Andrews, who is also the CEO of the Foundry Ministries, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to restore hope and rebuild the lives of addicts through Christ-centered recovery and rescue programs. As CEO, Micah provides leadership for 130 employees and over 400 residents in two locations. He also supports the staff development and financial stability and sets the vision and direction for the organization. Micah came to the Foundry Ministries in 2008 as the outreach and volunteer coordinator. Then he worked hands-on for the past years with addicts as a program director, and he became CEO in 2015. Micah says his role now is to keep our ministry laser focused on what the Lord has called us to do, which is restore hope and rebuild lives. Micah also has a good name in the community, where he serves on multiple community boards of directors, and he has been named the Who's Who in Nonprofits in the Birmingham Business Journal for the past 4 years. Micah is a good man to know, and I know you'll enjoy his stories today. Well, Micah, it's good to have you back. You know, you told me you just got back from Key West with your family. You got to drive all the way back. I mean, that's quite a trip you had. So we're glad you made it and glad you're awake this morning to talk to us. So.
Yeah. The 14 hours on the road is a long time, no matter who you're with.
Ooh, that's for sure. At least you were with your wife and two girls, and that probably made it a whole lot better.
Yes, it did.
Going to get rolling here. What are you grateful for now? What's on your mind about something that you'd like to share with us about you're grateful for?
Mike, I am grateful today for blue skies, and I'll tell you why, because I was up early this morning running just as the sun was coming up, and it was a very overcast day this morning and a lot of gray clouds, and then I looked as I was running, and I just saw this little breakthrough of some blue skies, and I don't always have a profound moment when running, but I did this morning. It was one of those that said, you know what, when life gets cloudy, keep looking for the blue sky. So today, I'm thankful for the blue skies.
Great observation, that's for sure. We can all watch the clouds way too much, especially right. These days. So, yeah. Man, well, thanks for sharing that. You told me you're going to talk about a pastor, Dr. Culpepper, right? Somebody that is a small-time leader for you. Tell us about him and your experiences.
Yeah, that's right. Dr. Raymond Culpepper, back in 1996, gave me the opportunity right out of college with a sociology degree to come serve at his church, which was great because I had no idea what I was going to do the day I graduated, but also knew that my new fiance lived about 20 minutes from where I was going to be serving at his church. So it was a win-win for me. And Dr. Culpepper, I was able to serve on his staff at a local church for about 8 years before he ended up going on to serve as the international director for the denomination that we were part of. Just a great, great leader.
And you served for him for what you said, how many years?
For 8 years. I was with him.
Yeah. Metro Church?
Okay. Metro Church of God. That's right.
Okay. All right. So tell me a couple of stories about impressions he made on you.
So I'll never forget, Mike. I started out in 1996 making $50 a week living in the basement of another pastor on staff there at the church, really an internship kind of thing. And I'll never forget the day that Dr. Culpepper walked into my little office, which really wasn't much more than a closet and a cubicle combined. And he sat down and he said, Mike, he said, you know, I really don't know what we're going to do. We're in a position where I don't know where we're going to be able to afford to keep you on. And the first thought through my mind was, man, it's 50 bucks a week. Come on, right? But he said, but give me some time. And so about a month later, 3 or 4 weeks later, He called me back in. We went and sat down, and he took me to the Waffle House. And we sat down across the table from one another. And he said, you know, he said, I've talked with some people. I've met with some folks here in the church, and we want to do whatever it takes to keep you here. And offered me a semi part-time, full-time job. It was part-time pay, a full-time responsibility. And, you know, I'll never forget that because he was the first person that I ever realized went to bat for me and fought for me. And it really had a long-term impact because part of the philosophy that I operate in today is treat those that work with you like they're going to work with you forever. That way you'll honor them. That way you'll respect them. That way when the time comes, you'll fight for them as well. And that all goes back to the leadership that was instilled in me as a young man from Dr. Culpepper.
Wow. That is powerful because it's so easy just to kind of get aggravated with people, look past them. And at church, y'all actually had staff meetings, I heard, right?
Yeah, we did. There were about, I guess, 12 or 14 of us that were full-time pastors, large church. So we had a fairly large staff, predominantly a male pastoral staff at that time. You know, we joked about it years later, but there was a recurring theme that once every couple of months, he would come in and I don't know if somebody had said something or something had happened, but he gave us some pretty profound teaching. Most of us were young ministers, just young in age and young in years of working in, you know, in that setting. But it was a recurring theme. And he would always say, you know, he was a man of small stature, I'll say that. But he would set his jaw just right. And he had this look on his face. And he said, gentlemen, you got to be careful about your women and your money. And, you know, we joked about it, like I said, later, but it was very profound in the sense that he taught us as young men how to respect, honor women in a ministry environment, a ministry setting, that we would never to counsel with a door closed, that if possible, we always had a third person in those environments, and really just kind of laid the foundational training and understanding how to be leaders of integrity. And also when it comes to money, he said, you know, I've seen too many ministers tripped up over one of these two pitfalls or that became pitfalls for them. And he said, you know, the transparency and the integrity with finances is imperative when it comes to all aspects of leadership, but even more so, I believe, in ministry, because you're working with other people's money, right? Their offering and their tithe. And so those were some kind of recurring themes that we heard that really have translated for the better part of 25 years of ministry. And I can't tell you the number of times that I've shared those same two principles with young men in the ministry here at the Foundry.
And that goes for leaders in other places besides the ministry.
Sure, I'm sure. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Sure. Well, as we kind of wrapping up here, so anything else that you picked up from Dr. Culpepper that has still made an impact on you?
Yeah, Mike, you know, back in the late 90s, there weren't a lot of outreach ministries here in Birmingham, but he had a vision to reach way beyond the four walls of our local congregation. We started a kind of a Saturday, Sunday school kind of ministry where we would go out into the communities, some of the housing projects here locally, and we would just take church to them. And we discovered that if we would take care of those children, that their parents would come and we would be able to share Christ and share kind of our mission with them. And what I realized was some of the greatest lessons in life were not heard, but they were observed. And I can't tell you the number of times that I watched him playing kickball, right? Getting out and sharing a sandwich and a hot dog with a family. And in that time, sharing love and compassion and hope with people. And that was just a great example, again, that as a young man, kind of learning the ropes in nonprofit and in ministry, watched that example in his life that kind of led me to continue doing those kinds of things in the ministry that I do today.
Yeah. Michael, we're so glad you've been with us today, and especially talk about Dr. Culpepper and his model of fighting for you, and you're taking that principle of standing up for your people, got your back, those kind of things we need to remember. And about women and money, of course, those things are the downfall for many leaders these days. But the last lesson about leadership is really not heard, it's observed. That's I think there's a lot of truth in that, and we really appreciate you sharing those with us today. And as we wrap up today, I'd like for you to say a word about the Foundry, if you would, and a little bit about somebody who wants to get in touch with you so they can, our listeners can understand a little bit more about that. So we had to take about a minute or so and tell us about that.
Yeah. So primarily, Mike, the Foundry Ministries, located in central Alabama, over 5 zip codes, got several campuses, provide long-term residential substance abuse recovery from a faith-based perspective for both men and for women. And so we actually here in 2021 celebrate 50 years of ministry. And so we've been around for quite some time. Again, we serve kind of a diverse population from 18 and above, from people that come from all walks of life, business owners to folks that have just never had a job a day in their life. And so the Foundry provides that safe haven of hope for recovery from addiction. We can be found in multiple ways on social media, but our website, foundryministries.com, and we can be reached there from everything from services or just more information.
Well, thanks for sharing that. We'll have all those social links and addresses and all in the show notes. So listeners, you can look there to learn more about Micah and the Foundry and the wonderful ministry there. So Micah, thanks again, and we'll see you. Hope to see you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control. But I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.